The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, I'm also joined by Martina Lawless from the ESRI. And Martina, you have been looking at the question of Brexit, the question of trade. You've been looking at this deal and whether or not it is actually a good deal for Ireland. Undoubtedly, everyone is focusing on, if this deal goes through, how good it is for the border situation. What about the rest of the economy?
Well, this is certainly a better deal than the extreme crash out scenario that we've been focusing on a lot over the last few months, and that is still perhaps on the table depending on how today's votes go. And really, the UK crashing out without a deal would have been pretty catastrophic for Irish business exporting to the UK, and also would bring up huge issues to do with how the border was policed. But the relief,
we can't rule it out either based on what might happen or could happen.
But
there,
I think we shouldn't be distracted by the feeling of relief that this deal is better than the extreme crash out, and not recognise that this is actually still a very bad deal for Ireland.
Why is it bad? How's it
and
bad?
And it's worse than Theresa May's deal, for example. First of all, there's still a lot of uncertainty as to how exactly this dual custom structure in Northern Ireland would work. And there's probably potential, depending on how goods are tracked, for quite a lot of, we won't say smuggling, but there's incentives.
Arbitrage.
Arbitrage is a good way of describing it, of people trying to exploit the various loopholes. It's very unclear how that would work.
So in other words, based on what I've read of the deal, if for example, a Northern Ireland company imports or brings something into the north from Liverpool or from Glasgow or from wherever, and if those goods are likely to be moved on south or moved on into the EU and the single market, there's a different treatment for them vis-a-vis any tariffs and customs arrangements. But if they're staying in Northern Ireland, they're treated differently. Is that correct?
That's correct. The plan seems to be that firms in Northern Ireland would pay the EU tariffs when a good arrives in Northern Ireland and then claim the money back if they can say it's been sold on in Northern Ireland and hasn't entered the EU.
So is there scope then? The definition of selling something on, how long is that time lag? How long might the goods stay, for example, in Northern Ireland before ending up somewhere else? So there is scope there, legitimately, I would imagine, as a loophole rather than an illegal activity for a lot of warehouses full of stuff.
It's certainly unclear how far along the supply chain these goods are going to be tracked. There doesn't seem to be anything in the current system, as announced, to stop a firm selling it on to a middleman in Northern Ireland who then sells it south. The initial firm gets its tariffs back because they've made the sale in Northern Ireland, but the good is now free to move into their Republic. And that's not illegal, but it is, you know, it's a loophole. And with tariffs of up to 20, 30, 40% on lots of products, there's certainly going to be a big incentive for firms to look to legitimately reduce their bills.
And of course, we've all talked about the possibility of checks on the border and how everyone wanted to avoid that. I would imagine that this would necessitate checks within Northern Ireland of goods to see whether or not they did end up moving on or not moving on, or what happened.
Well, it's very unclear what level of documentation is going to be required to prove that the goods have stayed in Northern Ireland and not moved on to the south. There's also a change in the political declaration that's pretty potentially bad news for Irish firms. The previous political declaration in the Theresa May deal talked about a very close alignment of the UK with the EU and following lots of the same regulations. The new political declaration, and obviously the political declaration isn't legally binding, but it talks in much looser language of looking for a free trade deal. Now, every step further away from being in the EU and the single market that the UK takes, the more costly it's going to be for Irish businesses.
So an Irish company exporting from Tipperary or Kilkenny or wherever to London could be affected in a negative way by the performance of the UK economy if it's a harder Brexit and they move further away from the EU.
That's true. And also, if the free trade agreement is not as close, there may be additional checks, some tariffs. There could just be a lot of extra paperwork, a lot of extra challenges for businesses facing exporting into the UK if the relationship deviates. Every little bit away from the current free, frictionless movement within the EU is going to cause difficulties for Irish businesses trading with the UK.
When you compare as well the Theresa May deal with this deal, under the Theresa May deal, there was a backstop. The backstop wasn't the plan. The backstop was, in the event that the future trading relationship isn't as strong, then the backstop would kick in. So that, in a way, incentivized the British negotiating team in the future to reach an accommodation with the EU that was relatively close to avoid the backstop kicking in. But now there is no backstop for the whole of the UK. They have much greater scope to have a harder Brexit, don't they?
Yes, I think the way the structure is now, because the deal has come with a solution for Northern Ireland and for the border, it really frees up the rest of Great Britain to pursue a much harder Brexit and to look more for international trade deals and to move further away from the EU.
Are you a believer in the potential of the new trade deals, Martina, or are they a sort of an El Dorado?
I don't think there is any potential at all for great international trade deals that would replace the level of trade with a huge bloc like the EU under any circumstances.
Okay, well, we'll have to wait and see. Maybe the deal won't happen. Maybe it will. We'll see. Martina Lawless from the ESRI, thank you very much for joining us on the programme. We'll take an ad break. RT Radio 1.